Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How do I speak to a new partner about my interest in kinky stuff when I'm just getting started exploring them myself? And how do I express my curiosity around sex without coming off as a kind of man I really don't identify with? You are so welcome to Sex på riktigt, or Sex for Real in English. My name is Marika Smith and I work as a sex inspirator. In this podcast, I coach someone around something that has to do with sex each week. And you get to eavesdrop in a real, authentic conversation about sex. Hopefully, it will inspire you to have more in-depth, honest and fun sex talk in your own life. Today's guest is Antoine. He wants to explore kinkiness more, but feels self-conscious when it comes to bringing it up with new partners. I'm challenging him on how to use skills that he already has to express not only what he longs for in bed, but also who he is as a person and lover. I ask him to break kinkiness down into more manageable mouthfuls to awake curiosity in his partners, but also to use his vulnerability as a tool for security and connection. Okay, welcome Antoine.
Thank you.
You are my first English-speaking guest.
I'm very honored.
Yeah, it's the 10th season of the podcast and people have been asking me, please do episodes in English so I can send them all over the world. So now you're going to be sent all over the world.
I'm very happy.
Are you happy with that?
Good. Yes.
So what can I do for you? How can I help you?
I think we could talk about how in a new relationship or dating setup, how we express our needs and desires and kinks maybe.
Yeah.
To a new person
that
you don't know about.
Yeah. Do you find that hard or... easy
it's now it's easy.
Yeah,
it used to be very hard.
Okay.
I guess everybody can relate.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, exactly.
Me too.
Some stuff you like is a bit taboo or not well seen by society. So it's always putting yourself out there.
Yeah,
and it's a bit of a vulnerable side of you.
Yeah. Do you find that the taboo stuff is harder to put on the table than just telling somebody what you like in like vanilla sex?
Yes.
Definitely. So it's more that they are, it's charged with some preconceptions or whatever.
Definitely.
Rather than you having having trouble with asking for things in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. So then I know where to start. Okay, so now you have the chance to use the podcast to ask for anything. what is the hard part for you?
I think I'm into BDSM, like, let's say, light BDSM.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, if you start there?
Let's say the thin line between pain and pleasure is where I strive.
Yeah.
Thrive. There's a lot. BDSM is a very wide
subject. That's why I'm asking.
Exactly. So I'm still discovering or even asking myself, what do I like, what I don't like? And but I some things I know I like and some things I know I would like. But I never did it, for example, with a partner, or I'm still even myself discovering with myself. So yeah, it's let's say I'm not, you know, you use the term vanilla sex, and on the let's say on the opposite side there is the hardcore BDSM.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be there either. Okay, say again.
Licorice sex.
Exactly. So I'm not there either, but I'm in the spectrum.
Yeah. Okay. So when you say light BDSM, are you distancing yourself from like whatever heavy BDSM would be, or are you trying to express that you are still new to this and not really sure where to land, or that you are into more of the, as you said, the borderland between?
I don't want to distance myself
from
anything because I'm open to
good to know,
to explore anything that
because
as long as you don't try.
So you've been dipping your toes.
I've been dipping my toes.
Yes. And you would like to invite others to do that as well.
Yeah.
Or somebody.
Yeah.
And you find that a bit hard.
Yes.
Yes. Is it when it's coming out of your mouth? Or before that, if you understand what I mean.
I think it's before that.
Yeah.
It's a bit the anxiety of how to formulate, how to make it clear in your own mind before you ask.
Yeah.
Because it really depends on the relationship you have with this person.
Yeah.
The kind of, I mean, I don't know, if you start dating, you really don't know that person. You don't know what they like. You don't know what they don't like. So that's totally new. So I guess in this setup, hardcore stuff, let's say.
Yeah, you don't start off with
what
kinks are you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Is it? I'm asking a lot of questions now because I want to pin down where we are.
Yeah.
Is it when you feel that it's hard for you to bring this up? It's usually connected to fear.
Yeah.
Fear of being shamed. But also it could also be fear of making an emotional investment in somebody that can't cater to your kinks or won't.
Yeah. I guess it would be more about the fear and the preconceptions people can have.
Yeah.
More than the rejection.
Yeah.
Quote. Because as long as I'm able to ask for something, it's fine if the other person doesn't like it or doesn't want to do it. Then, you know, it's consensual. It's like I respect and they respect and it's fine. As long as there's no judgment, I guess it's a win-win.
Yeah. So it's not that it's not as much as you're afraid that they don't want to do this, but how they view you because you want to do it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Because it says feminist big on your t-shirt.
Yes, we should all be.
And that's true. But it's really important for you, I guess, to be viewed as somebody who has the values that you have.
Definitely.
And BDSM is an area where that could be misconcepted.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how can you bring both of these messages across?
I think
I'm a kinky feminist.
Yeah, exactly. By being the most myself I can be.
Yeah.
So very respectful. I think the what I love is when people feel safe with me.
Yeah.
So like not even in
sexual, you know, when you context. When you feel safe with somebody, you know when that is.
What do you mean?
Do you know when do people feel most safe with somebody?
I don't know.
When they tell you what they want.
Exactly.
Yes. So you're already there.
Yeah.
But something is still a little bit scary. So how can you make yourself more at ease with this?
I guess it's just taking the courage to speak your mind and to ask for what you want, definitely. Yeah. But maybe depending on the person in front of you, you take maybe different way of saying it.
Yeah. You could do baby steps. Definitely. Like ask for a little bit of licorice on your vanilla ice cream.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Or you could go all in licorice ice cream with a lot of vulnerability.
Yeah.
When you approach the person with your hands in the air, no weapons here.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is me. This is me naked in my glorious kinkiness.
Yeah, exactly. I guess if you opt for the second option, I would probably have a long conversation before.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah.
For
your safety that you can feel.
That's interesting. Yeah, maybe for that as well.
Yeah.
But definitely for my safety, but for their safety as well. So they can, if it's just a conversation, if we're not about to do it, then it's a lot easier to just talk about it and to be honest and to be not pressured and
So if your partner or a partner of yours would approach you with something that I guess that she felt this about, it could be anything other than BDSM because that's already your thing.
Yeah.
Something that's you don't know if it's your thing.
Yeah.
How would you like her to do it?
Oh, the easiest way, the most honest way, and because I want her to know that there is no judgment on my part, that I'm very curious.
Yeah.
So I probably will try it.
And
as long
famous
as
last words.
Exactly.
Women are filthy. If they can come up with anything, they will.
Exactly.
Mm? Okay. So yeah, if it was the other way around, it would be easy for you not to be judgmental about it.
Definitely.
Do you think it's a difference when a woman approaches a man with a wish for like advanced sex or whatever?
I think society and patriarchy has made this a thing. So it's always very satisfying when a woman comes to me and asks for what she wants, and I'm a lot of times I'm asking, like, what do you want? What can we do? What can I do? What can I do?
That's interesting because I just made another episode, 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
And she was like, I hate it when men are like, what do you like? I just blur up and freeze.
Yeah.
So, it's not as easy as just to answer and ask that question.
Of course. But that's the same as well. If you ask in the act, it doesn't have the same significance that if you ask beforehand or aftercare or all these things, like if the pressure, I guess, is always hard to handle.
Yeah.
You don't know how to respond.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what is one part of BDSM that you would be more comfortable with introducing? That's less charged with whatever it is that you're afraid that she will view you as.
I don't think I understand the question. Be more detailed.
If the problem with introducing BDSM is that you are afraid that you will be viewed in a way that's not reflecting you as a person, is there one particular part of BDSM that is less connected with that role that you don't want in her mind?
It's not really that I don't want her to see a role or something of me. It's more, I think as long as I'm honest and we talk about it and that I feel safe with her and I feel that I want to do this with her, and then I can ask, I think, without any problem. But I have to feel it first. I have to...
What does that mean?
It wouldn't be it would be after a few dates or a few times.
Yeah, of course. That's reasonable.
Exactly.
You have to trust her.
Yeah.
and the situation.
Yeah.
And also yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as soon as I'm all in, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be afraid anymore.
Okay. So if you just wait a while, it's fine to talk about BDSM.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. So,
especially if you feel that the other person could be into it, or at least would listen and...
Yeah. So what can you do in the meantime?
In the meantime, you do other stuff. No, you can, as you said, like you can sprinkle some licorice on your vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, physically and also in conversations.
Yes,
you
definitely.
Could like drop some hints.
Yeah.
Or just make room for a broad conversation about sexuality in general.
Yeah.
Be open about it in general. Maybe not like your personal, but did you hear this podcast?
Exactly. Yeah.
For example, or yeah, just establish that in this relationship, I want sexuality to be an open topic
yeah.
at all times.
Definitely.
If you that you can establish even before the first date.
Yeah.
But not by asking, do you like hanging from the ceiling, exactly. being whipped, whatever. Yeah.
Exactly.
But in other ways, mm-hmm. of course. And then make it more personal the more you develop a relationship.
Yeah.
So yeah, then you have a foundation
yeah.
for this yeah. this conversation. But that is the outside of the actual conversation. There's mm. also the process in you.
Yeah. But I think the process in me, I've been processing this for a while.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's of course getting easier and easier and
yeah.
better and better.
Yeah. And we talked about, before we started recording, we talked a bit about Tantra.
Yes.
That you've been dipping your toes.
I've been dipping my toes.
Some other toes there, or maybe the same toes.
Maybe the same toes.
And you spoke about your intention with that is to become a more authentic version of yourself.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I guess that goes for sex as well, like
yeah.
other
yeah.
areas of sexuality as well.
Yeah.
So your authentic self is kinky.
Not entirely, but yeah, part of me, definitely.
There are some black spots there from licorice, yeah.
Beautiful black spots.
Yeah. Yes. So could you use your tantric skills now to make the BDSM part of you more nuanced, maybe?
Nuanced, I don't know. I think Tantra helped me the little bit I know about Tantra.
Yeah, yeah, you're a beginner. That's
yeah.
fine. Me too.
helped me to really ground myself, feel at ease, first of all, with my body, feel at ease with other people's body, and really see that sex is, to me, essential. And It has to be meaningful, maybe not meaningful, but powerful. And through Tantra and through being very much myself and knowing what I want and exploring without shame, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
That makes my sex life a lot healthier.
Yeah.
And the pleasure I get from this, physical and mental, is immense.
Yeah.
Since I, yeah, dipped my toes in Tantra.
So
I feel very much more connected.
Yeah.
To another person when I have sex.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So this, what you said about Tantra now, could you just move it over to BDSM? And explain to somebody, this is why I like BDSM. Because it's intense and it's powerful and meaningful and all that.
Yes, definitely.
Would it feel easier for you, less shameful and also more authentic to lay it out like that?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Instead of just, are you into bondage as well?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, it would be easier. But at the same time, it would be kind of, oh, I need a reason to...
There is a reason.
There is a reason.
No, you don't need a reason to like BDSM more than you need a reason to like any sex, like intercourse or whatever. But there is a reason. It is a function for sexuality. That's what I took away from what you said.
Totally
that right. Sexuality has a place in your life for a reason.
Yes.
it has a function.
Yes.
And if I was your like maybe partner, if I got that explained to me, I want to tell you something about my sexuality.
Mm.
I've been dipping my toes in Tantra. I've been dipping my toes in BDSM, and I found that they both gave me blah blah blah. They both make me more authentic. They both make me more aware of my body and your body, etc. They make me realize that sexuality is essential to me. It's powerful. I like the intensity, the intense connection, the intense like presence or whatever words you want to put into it.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to see the core of it rather than all of the things you want to do.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you don't need this negotiation feeling that you're in a meeting with your boss about the salary.
I'm glad you said salary.
Yeah. Well, it's a role play there. But
definitely.
But you see what I mean?
I do. And yes, it's it's basically putting yourself naked in front of a person is like, okay, this is...
And I don't think you would feel as much fear of being judged or shame or whatever, because it's not only something that you need, something that's all these preconceptions that we have about BDSM, that it's something extra on top of the regular sex that we need to fulfill, that you're not enough. I also need the whip. I also need the ropes. That's not it.
No.
It's a whole different way of reaching you, my partner. You are the human that I'm doing this with. And once people get to understand that and feel that and experience that even before they try it, just by meeting you in the conversation, if you are sincere, they will feel that.
Definitely.
And then they will be willing to try those little toes.
Exactly. And
what would that be? How could you, what can you offer as a one toe dip?
One toe dip? what would I ask for?
No, what would you offer?
What would I offer? Ooh, I would offer whatever they feel like doing.
But they don't know anything about this.
No, exactly. But
they just see a sea of licorice sauce.
Okay.
That they will drown in if they dip their toe.
Okay.
You need to put something in a cup for them.
All right. Well, if they don't have... Because usually when you talk about BDSM and you have that kind of conversation that is honest and vulnerable and people have fantasies or kinks they want to try, or so they usually they come up with, maybe I wouldn't mind trying this.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But if they didn't have any clue, I would definitely start small. And
like what?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I think it would be playing with that thin line between pain and pleasure. So,
oh, you would start on the pain side.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I would definitely use, well, some accessories.
Yeah.
probably maybe some floggers or some rulers with the counterpart of maybe some feathers.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some spanking, but followed by caress and soft touch and the pleasure part. And usually this contrast, people that don't know it are very surprised that usually they like it.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So then I'm curious, what if I'm your partner again and you are telling me all this, BDSM, it's part of me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, cool, I'm in. Get on your knees now.
I would probably do it.
Yeah. Because that's the next step. You don't really know where they are in this. Are they, on the submissive dominant scale, of course, but also, are they more interested in the power or the pain? It's there's so much to navigate.
Exactly.
But yeah, but this scenario now with yours the ruler and the yours, the ruler and the whip and the feathers, you get the physical sensations, several physical sensations, but you also you have the opportunity to make the scene or the setting.
Yeah.
Into something that is maybe a bit familiar to them, because probably by now, because this is not the first date, you have some kind of feeling of what kind of dynamic they like outside of BDSM and insects, if they're more active or more. I'm not sure what it's called in English, but when you dance, there's a leader and a follower.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
And you usually have more, you lean toward one of those roles even in vanilla sex.
Yeah.
So you can just make them feel comfortable in this scenario as well.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But that depends on whether you're available for following.
Yeah, exactly.
if that's what they feel curious about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think for me, it's a bit easier because I'm a bit of a switch. I can be dominant and I can be submissive. And I to change, to exchange roles.
Yeah.
So it makes it even more fun.
Yeah.
Because maybe you try something new on your partner and then the partner oh, you gave me an idea. I would like to try this on you. So, okay.
Yeah. That's great. That's like having an extra superpower.
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
Like two extra superpowers. Yeah. Cool. So if they, after this, they have... They want more, or they. What kind of feedback would you like on after this?
From their experience.
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to know everything they thought of, felt, if there was shame, if there was, wow, this is amazing, or if they, you know, we would talk beforehand, I guess, about safe words. And yeah, even with light BDSM, you need to feel safe. So you need to have some kind of safe word if you are going to be restrained, or you know, it can be very terrifying for people to be tied up or
there's a whole range of possible outcomes from this scenario. Yeah, yeah. One being, I want more, I want everything, and you're in. Yeah. Maybe they have their whole foot in it now and you're still at the top.
Maybe, yeah.
That would be great, of course.
Yeah.
Maybe you can lead each other then. One possible scenario is that they love it, she loves it, but also feels shame because she is letting a man hit her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the question that then is, are you prepared to deal with that when you are still a bit uncomfortable yourself with this role? That's how I interpreted it.
Yeah, we would definitely talk about it and we would deal with it because that's important.
Sometimes it can be hard to deal with a feeling that in somebody else that you still haven't really dealt through in yourself. Maybe you never do, but that's why I wanted to go back to this. Why is it hard? Is it because you don't want to be a bad guy, or is it that you don't want to be somebody that gets rejected? Because that's two different things.
Yeah. Well, you can never be the bad guy if everything is consensual and clear. So that part we would have figured out.
You could still find yourself being overwhelmed by the feeling of being a bad guy if she starts to cry because she let a man hit her.
Yeah.
If she hasn't prepared herself for that feeling, which is super common and super like normal and something that she can work through, because that has to do with like the feminist stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
not you as a person or her. So how can you prepare for that so that you don't fall down the bad guy hole?
Well, nice pun.
That's an episode in itself. Yeah,
exactly.
Or a role play.
I guess like sometimes things happen that you didn't think through, and or you didn't think of, and you're not prepared, so you just gotta deal with it on the spot, I guess.
Yeah.
And if
what can you do practically to calm yourself? Maybe you can borrow. That's what I'm after. Can you borrow something maybe from the tantric practice to like calm your nervous system? Or how can you reach your self compassion in this situation where you feel shame or fall into the shame hole? And she's in hers. That's what I'm after. If you can use your two new sets of skills.
Yeah, definitely. We would stop everything.
Yeah.
And there would be, I would try to really connect with her on a non-sexual way.
Yeah.
In a non-sexual way.
You get out of your dominant role and just be.
Yeah, exactly. And
you.
I would definitely, it would be a touch thing. It would be like, I don't know, maybe head to head or hands on the heart, hands on the belly, just like breathing together, trying to find some balance, balance. When you start to ground yourself and be together and calm yourself together, and then usually that works.
Great. Sounds great.
Yeah. Breathing is amazing.
Yeah.
Can do a lot.
Yeah, that's the release. And you can help her breathe, but you can also do it for yourself at the same time.
Definitely.
When you tell her to breathe down into your belly, you do it yourself as well.
Yeah.
It's so healing. BDSM could be so healing if it's authentic for us, if it comes from ourselves, and if we do it the right way.
Yeah. There's a few dominatrix that I follow.
Yeah.
And usually they are into Tantra. They are Buddhist even.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not as hippy-dippy. BDSM. But yeah, you deal with intense energy in the body and between bodies.
Yeah.
There will be intense feelings.
Yeah. There's a lot of surfacing. Respect.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... like, you have to feel so safe to be able to let yourself go.
Yeah.
To be able to explore what you want to explore and to feel what you have to feel.
Yeah.
And if you are stressed or not at ease or anything, like, this is going to be terrible.
Yeah. And you can't focus on performing, even as a dominant, even in the advanced levels of BDSM, you always have to take the performance, the skill execution that you do, and put it under the connection in the level of importance.
Exactly.
And as long as you do that, you're fine. Yeah. And if you have this conversation that we're having right now with the person, they will feel so safe.
Yeah.
And if you, that's why I'm asking you, what would you do? What would you offer me, like, practically? How would you do it if I get scared? What would you do? Yeah, I would put my hands on you and your heart. And when you have answers to these questions, not just we'll deal with it, but this is how I'll deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you build the trust that I need to put my safety in your hands for the session.
Yeah.
And that will also tickle my curiosity. What is possible if I am allowed to let go?
Yeah.
And to let go doesn't matter if you call it Tantra or BDSM.
Yeah.
If I just float in your hands.
Definitely.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want that?
Exactly. And I mean, BDSM, I'm into BDSM, but it's not the only thing I'm into.
Yeah.
And I like vanilla sex as well.
Yeah.
And I think since... yeah, I've dipped my toes in Tantra and worked on myself. And I think even the smallest connection, doesn't have to be sexual, is so much stronger when you really connect with someone. It blew my mind.
Yeah.
The first time it happened, I was like, whoa, okay, we connect really, like, I connect so deeply with you. And then sexually, it was like amazing. It was like, wow. It really opened a whole new world. And I think that made me realize as well that I'm almost less into BDSM now.
Yeah.
That I can feel this connection.
Yeah.
Sexually and non-sexually with someone, because it brings me so much. And maybe the BDSM interest back in the days was like, okay, I need to feel more.
Yeah.
And because it's a bit more extreme, it was my go-to.
Yeah.
And now, like, even just a small sexual act is, like, glorious, you know?
Yeah. How about if you start off, if you offer this person that's curious, but one of those tantric connection practices before you even touch the whip?
Yeah.
Each time? Or if the person is, no, I don't think that's my thing.
Mm.
If you offer them this instead, this is not manipulative. It's just like a way to tickle their curiosity. okay, we'll drop the BDSM. Can we do this instead? And you do this trust practice.
Yeah.
And once you're there, once you landed, once you're connected, you can ask again.
Exactly.
I will listen to you. I will respect your answer, but I want you to give it a chance to feel. Ask your body again.
Definitely.
Would that feel safe for you to try? Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's amazing. And and things changed.
Yeah. I think it would be easier. You said now it's already easier for you. This is not as hard as it once was, but
exactly.
It might be even easier if you have these ready to grip tools or the cup of licorice that is.
Yes.
I would like to try this with you as a starter.
Mm.
Or maybe if they know that the pain part is, no, I'm okay with you, like, maybe holding me or whatever, but I'm afraid of pain.
Yeah.
Maybe you can have a few to choose from.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just blindfold you.
Exactly.
Or I'll just tell you what to do for 2 minutes.
Mm.
Or something really, like, low threshold.
Yeah, no, exactly. And offer the possibility as well to... to offer the possibility to
switch around,
inverse the
yeah.
exactly
yeah,
to switch the
of
roles.
Course. Yeah.
Because then, if we already feel safe, both of us, and then I try this on you, and maybe you're not sure, then it's oh, okay. So why don't you try this on me first?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
Because then you show that it's not something that you want.
Yeah.
To take from no. them or be allowed to take from them.
Exactly.
It's something that you.
Yeah. It's experience. It's exploring
give.
Together.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And the togetherness is the important stuff.
Yeah. I think also to as I said it two times now, to tickle somebody's curiosity is a great way to make them feel powerful as well.
Yes.
So instead of what do you like, take them for a little like. Invite them to a game
yeah.
where there is built into the rules that you have to come up with stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, go get something from the kitchen that we can use. And
exactly.
they get to, a fork.
Exactly, yeah.
Then they will, like, get curiously aroused.
Yeah.
Is that a, yeah?
Or arousingly curious.
Yeah, or something like that. And that is that system could sometimes go before... Like sexually aroused,
yeah.
that you feel, I don't want to stop now because then I don't get to know where it ends or where it goes.
That's true. Yeah.
Sometimes that's more powerful than I really feel, I really like this pleasure or pain or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know, when you meet someone new, like if you're at their place, you just like, oh, do you have any sex toys? And then you look and then you can have a hint.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, all right. So how do you use this?
Yeah.
Do you mind if we use this? Or, you know.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To look in the...
In the box.
The fun box. Yeah.
The drawer.
Yeah. Or you can have another one with the, like, anal hooks. And
exactly, yeah.
The heavy stuff.
Yeah.
If you're,
the vanilla drawer and then the liquid drawer.
Number one and number two
exactly.
drawer. Yeah. Yeah, cool. So, are there any more, like, there's BDSM now, there's Tantra, are there other areas that you like to explore as well?
So many. I don't even know.
Yeah? Could you add these on? Could you continue to combine them like this?
Yeah.
Like you did now with Tantra and BDSM.
Yeah, I think it would be... This would be the red thread, you know. This would
yeah.
be the way I approach
yeah.
New things.
Yeah,
from now on, I guess.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I had a conversation in a Facebook group that I'm in about how do you know if you ever meet a dominant person?
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be the question might have been dominant man, but could be any gender, of course. How do you, what's the red flags and what's the green flags?
Uh-huh.
And one of the green flags was if they either bring it up themselves or are happy to talk about BDSM and feminism and what it means to them and have like ready thoughts. They already thought about this.
Yeah.
They're not like bring up for the first time. That's a huge green flag.
That's true.
So if you can, of course you already have, but if you have, same with, that's with the cup. If you have a ready made like view, you can bring it out yourself or have it as an answer if she asks a question to test you.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only would it be easier for the other person to feel safe and say yes to this, but also for you to feel, to ensure yourself that this goes with my core set of values.
Yeah, and I already thought about it.
Yeah.
And this answer is my answer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Definitely easier.
Yeah. Because it's nice to, when you're in a situation that might feel that I know that this could trigger shame for me, or this could, that tends to tense up our language.
Yep.
So we can't really answer what we like or what we think about feminism and BDSM, even if we thought about it for years.
Yep.
So if you know...
On the spot.
Yeah. Exactly. If I get asked this question, this is what I say. That helps me a lot.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Definitely.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes.
So thank you so much for discussing this with me.
Thank you.
Is there anything you would like to add to this or... Any questions or an advice for the listeners, maybe?
Oh, an advice for the listeners. an advice for the listeners. I realized lately that, yeah, just talk, communicate is so...
And it's fun.
It's so much fun.
People don't understand how fun it is to talk about sex.
Exactly, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we grew up with let's talk about sex, but yeah, I never really understood the whole like. Let's talk about it, and let's talk about, you know, let's laugh about it, and let's really, and put yourself out there and be vulnerable and and tell the other person, like be naked,
in front of them. It's so worth it.
Yeah, because they will respond well.
Yeah,
and they will meet you. Either in the middle, or they will meet you where you are, or and that's a huge step, and it makes every relationship and every experience better.
Yeah, the more safe you feel, the more dirty you're gonna get.
You can be,
exactly. And the more dirty you feel, the more safe you are, because you experience that it's fine to be this hugely dirty.
Exactly.
If I can be this kinky and still be allowed here, what else is possible?
Exactly. That doesn't stop a BDSM.
So it goes both ways, and if you're in a committed relationship, this goes extra, because the more committed you are, the more like crazy you can experiment more, and the more you experiment, the safer you feel to continue to commit.
Exactly.
Because then there's room for all my craziness here.
Exactly.
So I love that it's a self playing piano, whatever.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so one last question. Yes. If I was this girl, this woman, whatever, that you want to ask or bring this up to, how can I help you and guys like you? What can I do to help you?
Be yourself. Be honest. Yeah, tell me everything that goes through your mind, because we will discuss it. And as long as we talk, I'll feel safe, and I'll want to tell you more, and hopefully you will, I mean, we will open up to each other, and this can be glorious.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, cool. This is my first English episode.
I'm so glad I was the first.
So, yeah, as I said, you will be traveling around the world now with your voice.
I'm honored.
Cool. Thank you so much, Antoine, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
The most useful tool for Antoine, in my opinion, will be to deal with his own fear of coming off as that guy by explaining to himself and his partner how they will deal with things that might come up as they explore. Shame, mistakes and misunderstandings, and so on. By using his new skills for making deep contact through Tantra, he can explain how BDSM has a similar effect on him and how the stuff he wants to do is so much more than just power and pain. And my last advice in the conversation was to be the kinky guy who can prove that he takes feminist issues seriously by having ready thought answers to questions about it. That will make him so much safer in himself, in knowing that he will be viewed as the nice, responsible and horny guy that he is. And that in itself will help him expressing his fantasies and thoughts fully. Because talking about sex is fun when you feel at home with what you're saying and feel seen in who you are. Thank you so much for listening to this first episode in English of this podcast. I hope for lots of more of them, of course, in the future. Next week, we're back to Swedish again. But if you feel curious about being coached around sex in this setting and would like to be a guest here in English or Swedish, please email me at marika@sexinspiration.se. The recording takes place in Stockholm, and you don't have to use your real name. We'll come up with one for you. See you again soon. Take care of yourselves and each other. Mwah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better?
Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.